Well, while she's here, we should start, and then we should do the Weed Shop Showcase. We'll start it now. Oh. We just did a commercial for the Weed Shop, and you missed it.
Oh, sorry.
It was good. We have a song that plays about the weed shop and everything.
Original song?
An original song,
wow.
and it's about... Billy, can you play it a little bit or no? Will it fuck up? Will it go into the commercial if you play it?
Hold on.
He's rewinding. Preparing to rewind, everybody.
I got to unbury it.
All right.
I mean, do I need to play it in my store? Is it that good?
Actually, you could. There's no foul language in it. It's very nice.
I wrote it myself.
Joe wrote it, even though he used what they would call AI people.
Don't tell the secrets.
Well, I'm just saying.
Everything
now, here it is.
Share a laugh with love and good weed. We are feeling the path in the weed shop where the sunshine glows. Feel the love, yeah, everybody knows. Good vibes, high tides, we're feeling free in the weed shop.
And then I come in and go, ladies and gentlemen, the weed shop, blah, 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 4906 Arthur Kill Road. See, I have notes here. All that kind of goes up. And I said, you can call them up at 718-535-3375. That's still the number, right?
It is.
Thank God, because I've been giving out that number for a fucking while. I should have checked, but I didn't. And then we tell people to go to theweedshop.co, and then I spell out shop, because you spell it old school. You do shoppy.
S-H-O-P-P-E.
.com. So we want people to make sure that they can know their shit.
Very British of you.
Very British. I was just
trying to be different. That's all.
Of course. Just like every woman, I'm trying to be different.
But we are different. We're family owned.
Yes, you're family owned and operated. We say that. Yeah.
And high praises on your product.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Everyone who's had it that associated with me loved it and
Thank
raved
you.
About it.
We really do try to bring in a lot of good brands. You know, there's popular brands, but we really want to support New York. So the micro growers and cultivators, processing is important.
Yeah, we are really good. Uh-huh.
By the way, one of the items that caught my eye already, because these are amazing.
Oh,
I'm going to hold this up to the camera here.
That's a hot seller.
Yeah, let me tell you right now, these heirloom beverages that come in multiple different styles and flavors and everything else. The one I was addicted to was the kind of the Arnold Palmer, the iced tea lemonade half and half one. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't taste the stuff. That's the key, I think, to a great product.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to feel the effects, but I don't want to taste shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to have any aftertaste. I don't want none of... And these heirlooms are phenomenal. And then she just walked in with my favorite thing in the world, root beer.
So this actually is like new for the summer. And what we really wanted to do was bring it in the store, but sometimes they'll give us uninfused things.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to turn this into like a root beer float just so everybody could try it. But, you know, if it's infused, unfortunately, I can't give infused away for
no,
free.
No, you can't.
So,
unless you give it to us.
Correct.
We could have made root beer floats today, people.
Yes.
God damn it.
It's really good.
Do they make weed infused like ice cream? Is there like an. A vanilla ice cream that is infused?
No, but you can take the tinctures.
Okay.
And or the honey or the all those things, and you can mix it in your ice cream.
You're speaking my language. If you're
making homemade ice cream, you could add that to your product.
Well, that was the thing I was pointing out to everybody else, that we were going through the list of stuff, because Joe was talking about vaping, and I said they got the deuce flutes.
Yep.
You can smoke all that stuff and get your little pens and everything else. But... they also have, like, actual products that are, like, food-based products. Like, they have what is this one?
Sugar.
This is Lane Babish
Sugar.
Old Pal Sugar. This is infused THC sugar.
Put that on your cornflakes.
There you go. 20 servings total. The single serving size of 5 milligrams.
Yeah.
So, it's actually not that dangerous, Joe. Sugar. Joe was worried about the actual... Joe's trying to get a microphone. God damn it. Are you good, Joseph? All right. Is your microphone actually plugged in? Because remember we kind of unplugged it for that? Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to put up six?
Six is up and five is up for you, sir.
Five is up? Okay.
Let me mute five while you fucking plug shit in. Because I don't want to work.
You could use sugar. There's drops where you could just put it in your drinks. If you wanted to... Put it in your wine. It doesn't taste like anything. It just adds to it.
Right.
And it's nice because people, in the beginning, people were not smoking. They were actually ingesting it. Mm-hmm. So it kind of goes back to the beginning of eating it and putting it in. You could put it in anything. Mm. My daughter uses the honey. She puts it in her tea every night before she goes to bed.
And that's got to be a great night of sleep.
Sleep good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, she's a construction worker, so she's always sore. You know, so... But the edibles is definitely a great way. You know, it's not always edibles. It gets a bad name because people take too much and then it just scares them. You know, so it's just a matter of testing the waters because really it's all in your metabolism. Mm-hmm. The medical science behind that is I have a medical background. And it's how you metabolize product.
Yeah.
So, you know, you take too much and your metabolism's fast, it's going to hit you a lot faster.
Yeah.
Your metabolism's slow, it's, you know, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm not high, but I'm going to take two more. And then you're whacked out for a day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when I went to high school, everybody would buy those little things of mescaline and stuff. They're like, I took this an hour ago. Nothing. And then they would pop like four of them.
Yeah.
And then you... 3 days later, where were you? I haven't seen you.
Oh, I got naked and went down to the beach, and I don't remember shit after that.
I was in my basement. I was afraid to leave. There was dragons outside.
Dragons outside, and the walls were melting, and I was like, shit, I'm staying here.
Yeah.
And then the next weekend, they would go out and do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is wrong
with you? We're not saying you didn't hang out with morons, Billy. We're just saying you hung out with people.
It's nice because, you know, they bring products like the drinks in even mints now.
Yeah, I was looking at
You know, there's candy. Mm. They call them like hard suckies, which is through BZBs. Which
that was my name in high school too. Hard sucky.
Oh, hard sucky. Nice.
Just so you know.
But there's different things.
Ricky, you should, now here's the other thing. There's an undertone in this room right now because number one, Joe is afraid of fucking edibles.
A lot of
and
people
Ricky
are.
Ricky's still our virgin.
Yeah.
Of the world of wacky tobacco or the edibles. Yeah. Since we're doing incredible edibles here with April from the region. Well, that's the thing.
I will tell you, I have asthma. Mm-hmm. I can't smoke. I'm sorry.
What a dick. It was such passive aggressive.
I love the smell, but bad for my lungs.
Young lady, I know.
There's this misconception of some people are like, oh, with smoke, I smoke, I have asthma, it relaxes my lungs. And I'm like, no smoke in my lungs because I know how it feels.
Yeah.
So I, now that I have the store and I open the store, my staff, because I was always, I never did that. I mean, I was a pothead when I was a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. I used to smoke so much, I'd smoke myself sober.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was day in, day out. Mm-hmm. So it's a new world. So my staff is like, you know, you need to try this. So I've been dabbling in the edibles, and I like them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of good product. And I have diabetes as well. So it's like I try to do things that don't have a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's options, which is nice because people come in, hey, I want to feel good. I want to do all these things. But, you know, I have arthritis and my body hurts. And it's like, well, you'll never be pain-free. But you want to take the edge off. You want to still live life and have fun, but not be in bedridden.
Mm-hmm. So, Ricky, what would be a problem that you would want the edible to help? Because now, if you're going to, because you're worried about smoking the weed. Mm-hmm. We get that. Because that's like, in your brain, that's the high that you're talking about.
No,
but these are more of a relaxation. Also, some of these also don't put you down. Some of them, like this one's pointing out from the Green Lady, this spicy peach margarita. Mm-hmm. These candies.
They're
gummies.
They're gummies.
These ones here, by the way, we'll put them up on the ham camera so you can see them. This one claims that it gives you energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is what I'm saying. There's uppers, there's downers, there's everything in between.
You know,
it's not just to go nuts.
There's classifications. There's sativa, which is the giggly that, you know, makes you funny. And then there is hybrid.
Well, you were already funny.
Right. There's hybrid, which is a combination between sativa and indica. And we say indica in the couch. So the hybrid is kind of in between. So THC is the psychoactive of what, you know, that head high. So if you're afraid of that, then there's stuff like CBD, which is the body high, but not the psychoactive part, which is what freaks people out.
She's not just smart, people. She's also sexy.
Thank you.
I pointed that out. Because you actually know that there is an... What is the difference between THC and what was the other shit we were talking about?
CBD?
CBD, because a lot of people get those two confused, and we discussed it here on the show, but you have a fucking brain on you.
Yeah.
So I'd rather you explain it to the people.
The THC is the psychoactive part of the hemp plant.
Okay.
So that's what makes you the head high. That's what kind of really kind of induces. That's exactly it. And it induces some people who have anxiety. It freaks them out.
Mm-hmm. That's where you get the paranoia, like when you're smoking the weed.
Yeah, and it also depends upon what you're smoking. You know, how high is the percentage? And that brings the other point. People come in and they're like, I want the highest amount of THC. Well, it's really not about that. Because you could have a high THC and you get super high, but you're going to come down really fast. Mm. So if you have a decent THC percentage, and you have the terpenes, which is, we all have a...
What was that?
Terpenes.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Not herpes.
Are they showing? What do you mean terpenes?
Terpenes.
Billy, I can see your terpenes from here. It's so big.
I left them in Maryland.
Which is what keeps you high longer. So you're going to kind of ride that high.
Okay.
So remember, the highest amount of THC, you're going to get high, but you're going to come down real fast too.
So every person is, what you're saying is like a pot snowflake. Everybody is different. Everybody doesn't always, it depends on what classification you fall into.
Sure.
Is how you can, because I know a lot of people just go there, like you were saying. They come in, I want to get so fucking high.
They do.
And they don't know what the fuck they're supposed to, or at least take. That's why, yet again, and not blowing smoke up your ass because you're here, but that's why I said that's what makes the weed shop. S-H-O-P-P-E, remember?
Chappé.
Makes it different than, like, say, I don't want to say names of the other places. There's tons of places on Staten Island. There's one right 5 seconds away from here. And they're all cold. You use a fucking tablet. And you don't talk to anybody. And you never learn shit. And this is what I'm saying. If I'm going to put my money down, because not everything is cheap. Like, some of this stuff is expensive. And she don't set the prices. Some of them are... the way they are. So you have, like, if you're going to spend the money for this and you want to feel, I want to buy this heirloom and I want to drink this and I want to feel nice and over the honey like her daughter used and whatever it is, you got to get a little fucking knowledge before you start putting this shit first off in your body, because then you have the horror story that I had with the 1,000 THC.
Wow.
And I ran a blah and threw everything. You don't want that. Thank you. You don't want that. At all. So you got to learn what the hell, and that's why the Woogles, all her whole staff, every single one of them is very, like, I don't know if they're trained or there's one behind us. There's a Woogle behind us.
My Woogle.
Yeah. All the Woogles, that freaking literate, they're wee Googles.
What's a Woogle?
It's like wee Google.
Is that like an Oompa Loompa?
No. Well, actually, technically, this place is like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, so yes. I would love them to come back from behind the counter and go, oopa, doopa, doopity, deed.
You never know. That could be a Halloween thing.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
You come in and buy some weed.
So the CBD is the lesser of it. You're not getting that psychoactive part. So you're feeling that body high. Now, everybody has an endocannabinoid in their system.
God damn, she's using big words. Billy, write these down.
We all have it.
Fuck.
It's just a matter of...
We can't spell it.
I know.
Yeah, it's just a matter of honing into it and activating it.
Mm-hmm. What was the other one she just used? What was that one?
Terpenes.
The terpenes.
Right, not the terrapins.
The terrapins. Okay. Not the terrapins, the terpenes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With turpentine. They're made of turpentine, the terpenes.
Because, see, I tried weed when I was 13 years old.
It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world.
I tried it. It didn't really do nothing to me, so I never tried it again. But I said I was going to try it one day. You know, try it because, you know, I said after my kids were grown and everything and so forth and so on, I would probably start smoking or something, or doing something to get high a little bit, you know, mellow out. Now, I wanted something.
Here we go. So
that made you feel like, you know, that shot you get before surgery just to relax you. Before they bring
that's what he, no, he seriously wants propofol.
Something like, well,
it's like Versa.
He doesn't want
something of, like that. You have
Ricky loves
like
Michael
that.
Jackson so much.
Get high with him.
That he wants to say. He
I didn't
loves,
love him that much to have propofol.
Look, you want a copy in his footsteps? Yeah. She'll give you something that will be almost as good, but not as addicting. And guess what? Won't fucking kill
so
you.
So I will say this. There, pardon me. There
Stop
are
dying.
There are people that come in And they're like, you know what? I smoke so much, and I'm just not getting high anymore. Mm-hmm. So
can
then,
you build up a tolerance?
You do.
Oh, all right.
You do.
I didn't know that is.
So that's sure. when it comes into play, where then the concentrates come in. Mm-hmm. So basically, this is the purest of pure. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a whole other high.
Mm-hmm. This is Frank Lucas stuff.
This is serious.
You know what I'm saying? This is Blue Angel.
The one behind me is a concentrate guy. That's all he smokes. Mm-hmm. So...
Say hi.
What's up, guys?
There you go. Be fucking a silent woogle. It scares me. See how high Joe is? He puts them all together.
I'm very bad at
Nick does that as well.
Exactly.
No, MSNBC.
MSNBC.
Uses,
that's yeah. his code name, please.
They kind of look alike.
You know? Yeah, right?
Yeah, they kind
of look alike. Anyway, he brought me a bunch.
He brought some good stuff when he came.
It took me 3 weeks to smoke it. It
was the blunt.
Yeah.
And Joe's a fucking professional.
Yeah, two pokes, and it was like, okay.
Okay, I can't see the walls anymore. Yeah,
now, you said that's what I like about smoking. If you feel okay, put it out, man. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. You
know? Yeah, but
some
that's
people just don't know when to stop.
But Joe, if you take if you take the right amount of gummy,
yeah,
you could, like this one she has here is for sleep. Right? So this might actually work for you, Ricky, because you were talking about friggin' the Puffavol. Now, how strong is this for, like, us mortal men? Because Ricky's not a mortal.
But realize, again, everybody has a different metabolism.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a matter of a 5 milligram.
Ricky has a big turpentine
might,
or whatever it's
might
called.
Not feel anything for you, but that might knock him on his ass. You know, it's just everybody's different.
Real
so we
fruit.
Always tell you to start slow. Break it up. See how you feel. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not feeling anything in about a half hour, you know, take another little bit. Yeah. You have to it's your body. You have to figure out what works best for you.
Yeah, okay. That was like when I ate the chocolate bar. Well, I didn't even eat it. Amanda shoved it in my mouth.
Yeah,
right. What do you call
She's
those?
Trying to kill you.
She's trying to kill me. I'm not. This is a cry for help, people. This is not me. This radio show is for me to get help.
Nobody's going up against Amanda.
No.
I told you. She comes in the store. She runs the show, man.
Dude, she knows what the fuck she wants. She's talking to the Woogles. She's fucking making plans. I don't know what the fuck.
Just remind her, she doesn't get paid until the job is done.
Damn right. It's a life insurance policy.
That's
I gotta
it.
Be dead for this to work. What, like, for this product in particular, let's just say, this is a fast-acting, this is from the fine people at NAMA, N-A-M-A, might as well give them a plug. It says it's 21 and over, you need to take this, obviously for legal reasons, New York State law, so this is real official stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this product here, this right here, on the ham cam, sleep, this will, how long, and I know everyone's different. But, like, what's the average time? I take a thing, and bing, bang, boom. How long would it take for this to actually go through my bloodstream since you're a
30
professional?
Minutes.
Yeah, like a 30 minutes.
30 all right,
minutes.
So 30 minutes. Now, 30 minutes. Now, how long does this have a time limit on, like, how long I could be knocked the fuck out?
That's another thing. It's a matter of how fast your metabolism
sure.
to push it out.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I could take this and, like, have a 5-minute nap. Or I could have a 3-hour nap.
Oh, like she said, it could knock you on your ass.
Yeah.
Now, I would be afraid of anything that would knock me on my ass because...
You want propofol, you just said.
I take frequent trips to the bathroom at night.
Oh.
You know?
That's going to be a sticky situation.
I think you're going to be so messed up that you're going to piss your bed? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
No. What about shit the bed? Because that's an option, too.
I don't worry about that.
No,
I mean,
if you're taking something that you're going to have to wear a diaper to bed, then you really don't need to be messing with that.
Here you go, Rick. That's the propofol, man. If you take the propofol, you're not waking up the piss.
Yeah.
That's
this is a pill or a powder?
It's,
no, a gummy.
It's a little gummy.
Oh, it's a little gummy. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. One in there?
Two.
Okay.
Now do you
and
have
that's nice because then people could, you know,
you
buy two
your,
of them and say, you know, do you like it? Did you know? Mm-hmm. And if you like it, then you could buy a bigger quantity.
Yeah, yeah.
Ricky, will you go home? Do you have something to do tomorrow?
Yeah, no, I won't take it. It would be on the weekend.
All right. So let's say you, right while the fireworks are going off on July 4th,
mm-hmm. Ooh, nice.
You take a nice bite. You don't have to eat the whole thing because you're afraid. Mm-hmm. Take a bite. See if it kicks in, see how your body, and then fall asleep to the sounds of and all that shit, and the dog's fucking barking and getting crazy because the fireworks are going off.
I would say give yourself at least a good 8 hours to sleep. You know, mm-hmm. which,
yeah, sure.
How many of us actually do that?
Mm-hmm. Not I.
Nobody.
Not many
yeah,
of
I
us.
Don't, I don't get that kind of stuff.
So, I mean, even something like this, you could just take a couple sips and see how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
You know, and you could put it back in the refrigerator.
I'm telling you right now, Ricky, the fucking half and half one is delicious. I don't know what the root beer one tastes like. It's probably delicious, too. Mm-hmm. Because they seem to have a, she has a whole refrigerator full of the heirlooms.
Black cherry.
There's a whole, I was going to say, it's a bunch of flavors.
Yeah, I like the black cherry.
That's my flavor. All right.
Well,
cherry.
Are you staying?
Yeah, I'm staying.
All right, so she's staying for the whole show. So we'll go to break, because I know Billy, my producers didn't even look at the clock. He's like, I'm fucking gummies.
He gets nervous if you don't break.
I know, so I want to make sure, because then he breaks me.
True.
And I don't want him to break me. I mean, I do, but not that. It's the Ham Radio Show, 1-888-330-2569. We're doing the Weed Shop Showcase throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
I mean, or until April gets sick of us, because it is getting warm in here, because Joe turned off the air again.
I'm going to put it on.
You son of a bitch. Do we have a fucking thing I can give Joe now so he calms the fuck down and turns the air on? That would be nice.
Actually, he could take a couple of these.
Joe, would you like to try those?
So
please say yes.
I don't take gummies.
Well, you're gonna talk.
Well, no, I have tried. These are
3 milligrams.
All right, you guys discuss this in a second. Yeah. I gotta go to break. April is here, as well as her fellow Woogle.
Hi, Woogle.
Yes, is in the back. Is here for Incredible Edibles here tonight on the program. We've already got two of the most scaredy cat people in the business to actually take an edible. Joe has taken an edible.
I have, yes.
And Ricky, who had sworn up and down he wasn't going to do it, I don't do it, fuck off, screw you, Whitey, all kinds of things he would say.
It wasn't the peer pressure I put on you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's exactly
it was my smile, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's because you're in a pair of shorts and your legs are crossed and everybody's looking.
The toes got me.
The toes got them.
They are nice.
Yeah, nice toes.
Hey.
I like nice toes.
Hey,
man.
Hey, foot fetish, calm down.
You don't want nobody with hammer time in these
shoes. No,
shoes.
No.
Yeah.
She does not have hammer toes.
You look like you're going to catch a fish or something.
It might be the gummy might have kicked in already. He's getting handsy. So Ricky took Ricky, what's the name of the one you took?
I can't tell you.
That is umami micronauts.
But they really taste good.
See, they taste good.
Yeah,
they're addictive because you end up, you know.
Well, look, let's
you're not going to tear into that bag anymore. We're just going to wait and
let's
see.
Let's be the PSA and tell everybody, yes, they taste like candy.
They said a half hour.
But don't eat yet. We'll see how you are in 30 minutes from now. But I'm telling you right now, they taste like candy. Don't overdo it. Please, gummy responsibly, Billy.
Right.
Yes.
Do it properly.
Do it properly.
Absolutely.
Right. Now, recently, there's been a lot of negative press about CBD, weed, and everything.
Well, fuck those people.
Well, they're saying
that was
things,
my counterpoint to you.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck
Shut em. Up, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Hey!
No.
I know that reference.
They were claiming it's addictive and all of this, and you mentioned with the flavors, and that's... To me, that's what they're addicted to, the flavor, not the actual
A lot of them are made with item. Real pectin, so you're really getting real fruit. You're getting all of that flavor. But addictive, we kind of make jokes that alcohol kills and pot chills. So,
right.
I mean, are you going to get in the car and go crash into something or go start a fight? No. Pot relaxes you. Pot puts you at ease. You know, I can't imagine somebody going smoking and then want to go beat somebody up.
No, that don't happen.
You give them alcohol, then it, you know, they're like a raging bull.
Hey, man, I'd fight you right now, but I'm too fucking zooted.
Exactly.
Fuck off.
I mean, could anything be addictive? Sure.
Yeah.
It's no different than somebody drinking their coffee,
oh, yeah.
smoking
Food
cigarettes.
Food is addictive.
Food.
Yeah, I was addicted to nasal spray.
You know, it... yeah.
chapstick. People get addicted to chapstick.
Just a little history.
But it's just a delivery, man. Yeah. I'm allergic to fucking nasal spray. Just so you know. I used to snort that shit all day long.
If you have an addictive personality, you could truly be addicted to anything.
That's the thing. Joe has done every drug known to man.
Not every drug.
What drug have you not done, Joe?
Heroin. I never did that. I never did intravenous drugs.
And glue, right? You never did glue?
No, glue I never did.
Did you never huffed glue?
No. So wait a minute. So now I got
to
ask this because you're like an old schooler. Did you ever try Rush?
What's that?
Oh, okay. Never mind.
He might not know it by the name.
So it used to be in a gold bottle and you used to sniff it.
Right.
You what was it like?
You'd get high real fast.
It was full of snappers.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, what is
it? It was kind of like the CO2 cartridge.
Yeah,
but it
like
was...
like a whippet.
No,
yeah.
CO2.
Oh, look at all the old drug addicts fucking reminiscing.
Yeah.
It was like whippet.
They were popular.
I know.
Yep. They were easy to smuggle in.
Get those CO2 containers.
Robitussin cough medicine. Robitussin cough medicine.
Yeah.
Drink enough of that and that'll kill you.
Oh, yeah. I put a little Tussin on it.
We had a guy that was a pharmacist who used to have a place by the Holland Tunnel. He used to sell it by the gallon to those guys. Mm-hmm. You know? And we used to go there and all chip in, buy a gallon of Robitussin and have a party. And that was
Joe was on that lean.
Yeah.
We never caught a cold. Cough medicine,
Never caught a cold.
And what was that Father John, too, with the codeine in it?
Yeah, that's what it had.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Eddie, and I'm a drug addict.
And that was cheaper than wine.
Oh, yeah.
Because my father told me, you know, at the time, he said that was cheaper than wine. They would go just get cough medicine
because
they didn't have enough money to get a bottle of wine.
Not nowadays. It's cheaper to go get Boone's Farm if they still sell that.
Yeah, right? You remember the Boone's Farm.
Or Mad Dog.
That was some
Mad Dog. Yep, was it Mad Dog 2020 or 50-50? What was it?
Thunderbird.
Yeah. Go get your bottle, cheap bottle of Thunderbird.
Malt Duck.
I do have a topic for people that probably should be on some form of painkillers. Have anybody in this room heard of Power Slap? Has anyone here heard? You've heard of Power Slap?
I've never heard.
Okay, Power Slap, I'm telling you right now, owned by the way, Dana White. It is the, it's new, but it's not brand spanky new. It's been around for a while. It is, without question, I don't know if you would call it a fucking sport. However... You can't take your... It's like a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take your brain off of it. You watch it. You will sit there, probably have a little heirloom root beer, and enjoy yourself on the couch watching grown men and women...
Women.
...beat the piss out of each other.
I saw one woman. She slapped her so hard, she had a seizure when she hit the ground.
Right.
But this is my point.
I've seen that on the internet. That's insane.
It's like this big thing now.
The world is going crazy. We're just standing by.
But my question is,
every sport, no matter what it is, from badminton to...
Is concussion protocol, right?
There's all these things for concussions. And here's one, direct shots straight open to the face, right by the jaw.
It should just be called concussion.
Well, you know, and I'm going to get medical on it. You hit somebody the right way, you could actually their eye could actually come flying right out.
Yeah,
I've seen that happen.
One guy's face gets rearranged. This wasn't the last thing that they just did was Power Slap 13 headlining. Yeah. Now, by the way, these are the two athletes that were in the main event: Dumpling and Da Hawaiian Hitman. That's the name of the guy. So we have three title matches that were on this card. You, by the way, can watch it for absolutely free on YouTube. Now, it's a nice... They got lights, they got pyro, they got all the fucking... all the essentials for having a pay-per-view event. The sport is not big enough to fill an arena yet. Because you see a lot of empty seats. You see some pocket dimension celebrities that they kind of scatter through. But I'm amazed. I watched two women... Now, watch. This is a fight. I have no clue who these two people are at all. We got Wolverine versus Rivero. Now, you stand there, you hold like what looks like a pool noodle behind your back.
You kind of look like, it's like watching Sylvester Stallone and over the top doing the arm wrestling.
Yep.
Yes, it has that atmosphere.
They slap each other.
But they slap the living shit out of each other. So this is now Wolverine, who's the striker, taking on Rivero. He's about to slap the shit out of him. I don't know if he knocks him down because I haven't watched this yet.
All right.
But this is what I watched like over the weekend because I came in with the women, but now I didn't see the whole event. But look at the size of this motherfucker's hand. Wolverine's hand is about the size of this guy's face. Yeah.
I don't get it. Where's the skill? Where's the skill?
I guess hitting him in the right spot of his face.
and now Rivero stood up. He didn't get knocked down at all.
Didn't phase him at all.
No. And there are guys that have to catch you if you fall.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was a kid, you got that when you said something stupid in front of your mother.
My mother could have been on this show.
So,
and trust my mother knocked me out a couple of times.
Right. None of us would do this, just because we remember these things.
Oh, and there's also rules, Joe. You can't hit too high.
Yep. Okay.
And if you do it twice, you get disqualified. Because the women, that's what happened. The girl kept hitting her in the eye.
You can't hit
the temple. You gotta hit the chin. You can't tuck your chin.
And you can't hit him in the neck.
And they do. They chalk up. They get ready to slap the shit out of you.
I'm just going
to
put my hands behind my back.
I'm like, who comes up with this shit?
I don't know, but Dana White, the owner of the UFC, has bought this. Here's now Rivero slapping Wolverine. Let's see if he knocks him out.
The little guy.
Yeah, he's about good.
They just said 5'9".
5'9". He's small.
That's a power that benches over 400 pounds. Same height as the Wolverine's wife.
Two.
It's like going to pull his rotator cuff.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. You have to tell them. You have to, like, call your shot. If you go, I'm going to hit him in one rep, one thing around, or you count it out. So one, two, three, or whatever.
See, a slap from my father was like, was like getting punched.
Yeah.
Because he had rough hands.
Well, he actually punched you.
Well, no, but he had rough hands.
He punched with his fist.
No, he would run you over with the car before he punched.
Well, that was... Yeah. And I bet you learned your fucking lesson, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See? He wanted you to go to the store. Yeah, you kept running until you got there.
Yeah, when it was time to punish you and shit, he'd go, yo, get out in the street. And you go, what? Just stand out there in the street.
Just stand in front of the Buick, motherfucker. I got shit to do. Goddamn.
Put the rope around you. I'm tired as a bumper.
That stung him.
He moved his head, and he also busted him open on the cheek.
Yeah, that stung him.
Yeah, so... And that's the thing. There's so many weird rules for this thing.
You do this until you get knocked out?
You do it. It's kind of like judge's decision at the end. They got to say, like, who was better. And you can also get fouls.
So you get three shots?
I think so. See, he does move.
That stung him.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get brain damage.
But that's my point.
Perhaps they already have it, which is why do this.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You got a point there, Billy.
I was going to be a fighter, but then I got hit in the head.
Well,
the slapping.
All kids have it. They grow out of it.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
This sport brought to you by Monster Energy. I kick the monster and I have energy to get slapped in the face. Ow. Oh, he hit me.
Now, what would you recommend for these guys to take
exactly
after a night like this?
Billy, you read my mind. That was my crossing, dude.
A bullet?
Yeah, something like that.
Hi, I'm Ricky.
You just want to go to sleep for a couple days.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ricky for bullets. if you got severe head trauma like this, do you advise taking your products during that time? As long as you're not on meds. Because meds and that will fuck up your day. I'm saying, but if you're not on meds, I did a whole thing of power slap. I went out there, got cracked in the fucking face. I just want to know, what can I buy from the weed shop to ease my pain?
I don't even know.
Besides a rope to hang myself, what can I do?
Yeah, I can't even imagine the pain that they have afterwards.
Really? Sure.
So let's watch these.
It's not.
Yeah, I have to watch the two heavyweights. These are the heavyweights. The big fat white guy is named Dumbling.
Yeah, one of them look like you.
He does. Oh!
Oh, that was all wrist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Let's see the guy get hurt.
Damn, Ed, you took that one.
I took that one good, son.
Took it right on the chin like a champ.
I think maybe having a beard might be a benefit because your hand would kind of slide off, you know?
It is a form of an airbag made of hair. By the way, next week on the show... I'm trimming my beard down live on the air with help from a barber and everything. We're doing it for the Summer of Swine. I'm going to have it. And Joe now wants to glom a free haircut.
You got to cut my ponytail.
So let's see if he'll cut his hair on the air. This, by the way, this big fat guy over here with the beard is, of course, the hitman, the Hawaiian hitman. Now, I also, by the way, remember... And especially if you live in the New York area, Hot 97 used to do this on the air. Like, they used to do this on the radio. People would come in and slap fight each other.
Well, slap fighting is different than
this. No. It was just like this. You just stood there and took a slap. You right across the eye, right across the face.
Either way, I'm not playing.
But that's my point. It's great to watch it, but I would never, ever participate.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
In this, and I don't know anyone that would because, I mean, because... The Ultimate Fighting Championship, MMA in general, takes skill, ability. You got to learn whatever your discipline is. This is just slapping fools.
They got any transgenders in that slap fight?
Why would you ask this question? Where are you going, Joseph?
If it's a transgender, it's the guy hitting a girl.
When they change it to pension.
Yeah.
Ow!
That could be.
Stop it! You hurt me.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, so this is
such a pinch.
Wait, this is
two guys go.
All right, this is Dumpling versus the hit. This is the main event. Dumpling's the big fat white guy that Ricky says I look like, and then the Hawaiian Hitman is obviously a big Hawaiian, big Samoan guy.
Oh yeah, it's sumo.
Oh, that wasn't hard.
That wasn't hard, and he looked. That's the other part. After I slapped the shit out of you, and then you look back at me.
Yeah, you better.
I give up.
Yeah, you better get
one. Might as well just
good.
Go home.
Yeah. That wasn't even hard. I can tell you that,
dude. That wasn't hard. His whole cranium just moved.
And see, he's got the beard. It's like it kind of slides right off.
But you also can't tell me that your brain doesn't move when you get hit
right,
like that. That's like literally the recipe for a concussion.
When your head starts involuntarily moves like that, usually your brain starts to
spin.
You know, and the inside of your head is not smooth.
And then you start remembering colors that you never saw in your life.
You haven't been slapped until you've been slapped retarded.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's
well, you guys do say I'm a little slow.
Mother,
so.
My mother would slap you till you look retarded when after she
slap you so hard you're smelling color.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's watch the Hitman now slap the color out of this white boy.
Oh my God!
Look at the size of the hand.
I couldn't take my eyes off it this weekend. I had to sit and watch.
You should get out more.
I know.
Oh, he's still there. Oh, damn. Okay.
Well, apparently they work on their shit talking a lot.
Well, you're right. You're face to face, nose to nose, Billy. You're going to shit talk a guy.
So, my question is how do you train for something like this? Yeah. Do you just have all your friends
right.
smack you?
Yeah, I guess. Smack
you go down to a black neighborhood, you find a nice family that, you know, and then you go, I'm going to be your kid for a couple of weeks. And you're just going to fucking, there you go, train me.
That
until you can't go to a White House. That's not going to be like a lot. My mother beat the shit out of me. That was a rare occurrence in my neighborhood. Not everyone was getting. I got hit with belts. My mother was a ninja. She made weapons hit me. Yeah, so
the shoe was a boomerang.
Yeah.
If you can go to a Spanish household,
my mother could hit you with that damn shoe and it come right back to her.
Yeah. What is that called? The chaka, whatever it is.
I remember my father kicking me across the backyard. Got kicked
That's
right in the ass and went flying.
Yeah. I had one of those.
And she's got a big backyard. So.
I do.
I still got a hill, part of the hill in my ass.
Every day, Ricky's hoping he's going to shit out that shoe.
I guess all the, you know, you watch college athletes, Olympians, the discus throwers.
Yes.
That twist,
that spin,
twist. And I guess this is what they go into to make money afterwards.
I know.
Well, I don't think half of them are going to be mildly.
Like
they're going to be drooling on themselves.
Yeah, because there ain't no money in that disc throwing shit.
See, he went right under. He went right under that dude's beard instead of hitting him directly in the cheek.
What's his name? Homo? What's his name?
Homo?
I'm saying Momo. What's his name?
No, that's Dumpling.
Dumpling.
Dumpling. Momo.
That's a hell of a
name.
Hey,
Momo. Hello. Momo hit you? Okay.
That name will get you slapped in the
face.
Let's see the...
He looks very, very serious.
We fast-forwarded before, and we saw that one of the guys was bleeding. Oh. So I want to see what the hit was when the guy was bleeding. Let's see. He's talking shit. And they're literally like 6 inches away from each other when they do this.
Coming for you on one.
And look, his whole hand is covering this guy's face.
Right. Leaving it there, psyching the guy up. Like, I'm going to hit you right here.
Oh! And see, now he's saying that's one of the rules, Joe. See, you can't hit in the eye. If you hit it, because I watched the two women that fought, if I can actually find that one.
The women are vicious.
Yeah, the women are damn near diabolically vicious.
I've seen them where they hit each other, like you were saying before, and the girl just falls backwards
convulses. Here we go.
They always the women always have been more vicious. Yeah. Try coming in at 3 a.m.
You'll find right away.
Better,
all right, so here are two. These are two of the broads.
Well, then I'm going to say you made us that way.
Yeah.
This is Brown versus Dempster.
They don't greet you with a hello. Who the fuck were you?
And then the Astro goes flying.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Right on two. One.
Oh! I mean, that dude, if I get hit like that, I'm going down.
Don't you got an air piece in the air?
No, they have, like, they put, like, you get cotton. Some of them have... Some of them have weird mouthpieces and all that kind of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, see, you do have. Now, watch her face. Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Goddamn.
It's a replay.
The slow motion replay is worth everything. Because, no offense, that girl's in tip top shape. She's got a beautiful body. She doesn't even have, like, an ounce of chubby cheeks or anything. And her whole body just.
You know what killed me?
What?
If you slapped on the ass like that, she couldn't take it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, let's see. Here's the one with the nice ass. Give us a measure. Decision victories. There's your measure. And a decision. Look at that hoochie mama stance and everything.
Facing Van Zandt and Emily Whitmire. Two big names in the world of power slap.
Oh, nah, they ain't do nothing. They ain't do nothing.
And this is the one where the girl gets disqualified. I know the ending because this is where I came in at. Where
yeah,
she, cause
no
the
slap.
Rules are you can't hit anybody in the fucking eye.
Yeah.
And she gets like a disciplinary one for the first one. And then the second one, she's just like literally smacks the girl in the eye. Watch how high that fucking slap
is. Yeah.
She slapped her right in the eye.
Yeah.
Eye and temple.
Yeah. You can't go. You have to like, I guess you go below the nose.
Cheek and chin, huh?
Yeah.
It wasn't even that hard. So you're going to catch a bad one the next time.
Oh, I know. The girl. See, he's yelling. Like,
no.
1 point clubbing. So
clubbing. Say somebody just wants to get, you know, relaxed and
mm-hmm.
just watch this and laugh hysterically at it. What would you recommend them to take for this?
Yeah, because this is really good. So if you're high, you're going to enjoy this more.
Hybrid.
A hybrid.
Yeah, you don't want to go to sleep. You just want to be chill and just laugh.
I need to stay awake to watch this. I don't want a sativa, but I also don't want to be in the couch like you were talking about. So the hybrid's perfect.
You go in between.
Yeah. This is
right.
So now this girl Dempster, who by the way, I told you I watched this. This was her first time in this slap circle, I guess you would call it. I don't know what you would call. And the guy, even all the coaches are trying to explain to the redheaded one, which is Brown, trying to tell her, "Hey, stop slapping the bitch in the fucking eye.
Don't slap up.
Yeah, slap down." Like she, because she does get into that. I said the hoochie squat. Her ass out, you know, ass out, pussy back, and she just goes whack. And it's like, she's doing that hoochie like, I'm going to fight you in the fucking stairwell at school.
She's got the stance.
Yeah, and she does have a nice tuchus, I'm not going to lie. The other one has no ass. No ass whatsoever. Dempster has no duper.
Yeah, her ass is almost in front of her.
But this would be a night out. I'd go watch this live. I'm not saying.
Would.
I would totally watch this. Get a couple of beers in me and fucking go sit down and watch this. Maybe take a gummy before. Let's see. Listen how loud this is. Oh! Hey.
She can take it because this chick is slapping up.
Yeah. Dempster is smacking the shit out of her.
Now, where were these girls when Diddy was having his, like, problems? They turn around, kick his ass.
Jesus Christ, you're right, Billy.
Who's dick am I sucking?
Hey,
what?
Hey, he might have liked it.
He might have liked it. Maybe he did have some of them.
Well,
you never know.
You want to talk about slapping in the ass? There you go. So this, I think this is where she gets disqualified because Brown's up now. And it was a really fast match. It was like done, and then because she slaps her right in the eye, like right in the fucking eyeball. I will say this. Now look, even look at her hand placement.
It's up
high. She's up here.
Uh huh. I like your earrings.
Yeah. Right in the fucking eye. And I think
they weren't that hard.
No.
Either.
She ain't that good.
She's a learning.
Also, by the way, how do you explain if you're the No, not even just that. Let's just say you're the boyfriend. How do you explain all these marks all over your girl's face? And she goes, "Yeah, he hit me. I don't know what to do."
No, you just say she got it at the Waffle House.
she ordered the smothered. So she got what she ordered.
What kind of money do these people make?
That's another thing. Like, is it worth the price of admission to get slapped in the fucking face?
And there's some really beautiful women doing this.
This girl Brown is pretty fucking hot.
We were talking about the ones that be boxing. Yeah. And you come out of that ring all jacked up. Yeah. I mean, who going to touch you after that, man?
Yeah, she got disqualified.
I'll be telling my woman, look, give me that. Give me that, baby, because we ain't kissing, so give me that.
I don't know. Give me that. I don't know. I couldn't take my eyes off it this weekend. I was like, because it was on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you're just like flipping around. I had YouTube on the TV, and I'm flipping around, and it said like, this is a live event happening now. So I'm like, all right, let me see it. And then I'm just mesmerized. Once I started watching the girls, I was fucking mesmerized. Just crazy shit.
It's time. Got to pay some bills.
I know. We're going to take a break.
They basically get paid between $2,000 and $10,000 to do this.
To get
for one
slapped?
Event?
Right.
Wow.
And according to Dana White, the different, you know, he likes this because, where did it go? These fighters take, you know, 3 to 5 slaps per event, whereas a boxer will take 300 to 400 punches per fight. Mm. But there's a difference. You can defend yourself in one. This
exactly.
one, you're just going, yeah, open shot.
See, I think we should do as the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah.
No.
Right? You remember how we used to play Chop Shop?
Uh-huh.
Where we would have a wrestler come in and fucking chop us, or like you ask questions, you get them wrong, you get chopped.
Yeah, Billy
that would be,
chop them.
Yeah, that would be the, well, when Billy wasn't there, we had other people. But what I'm saying is you should have that. Chops, I think, are better than getting cracked in the fucking head. That's just my personal fucking opinion. I don't know.